But first this morning, the federal government will begin removing discrimination against same-sex couples from Commonwealth law when the Parliament resumes for the winter session next month. There had been concern among gay lobby groups that the reforms would be put on hold until the end of next year. But the Attorney-General, Robert McClelland, has now revealed the funding to remove legal discrimination from Australian law will be made available in the May budget. It will help put gay couples on the same footing as heterosexual de facto couples. One of the reforms deals with social security and superannuation. But there is one piece of legislation that won't change. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The Attorney-General, Robert McClelland, says it's been hard work, but the government's now identified 100 Commonwealth laws that discriminate against same-sex couples. That's about double initial predictions.
The Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, in their report, identified, I think it was about 58 acts.
When the Parliament returns for the winter session in May, the government will seek to amend the laws to remove that discrimination. Just how much the process will cost will be revealed in the budget, but for now the Attorney-General isn't giving anything away.
There will be, I think it's accepted generally throughout the community, that there will be winners and losers in the process. But the issue of removing discrimination, if you like, is the issue of significance to be addressed. I'm not going to talk about the budgetary implications at this stage. Obviously, there will be the budget coming down in a couple of weeks' time.
One of the figures put out there was $400 million in cost. Is it more or less than that?
Again, I don't want to talk about the budgetary implications. That's something that traditionally we've left till budget night. But most certainly there will be a wide range of reforms in the areas of social security, taxation, superannuation.
The government says it will give priority to removing discrimination from superannuation law. Mr. McClelland says that will be in the first grouping of legislation he hopes will pass the Senate in late May or early June, before the government takes over control of the Senate. And he's confident Labor will succeed, despite the opposition still having a Senate majority.
It is my belief that the vast majority of members and senators will agree that the time has long come for these discriminatory provisions to be removed.
But he might be disappointed. Coalition Senator Barnaby Joyce, for one, says he's yet to make up his mind.
It's a harder conceit to say that you're confident of support for legislation that no one's ever even read yet, and that has been a constant. Whilst I've been in the Senate, that you don't presume anything until we've read it.
Mr. McClelland hopes all discrimination will be removed from Commonwealth law by mid-2009, with one exception. The Marriage Act will not be changed. The government says that's a sacred union that should only occur between a man and a woman.
Samantha Hawley reporting.